Julie Mayfield, this is your first bid for elective office. Why are you interested in serving?
I decided to run for city council for a really simple reason, and that is that in the years that I have lived here, I have fallen in love with this town, and I want to help us through what is shaping up to be a really transformative time in our growth and development. And I think I bring a skill set and a background and a history that prepares me to deal very well with those challenges and help lead Asheville forward to a really good place.
What do you most appreciate about living in the city?
What I love about Asheville is the size and the scale of it. So I came from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm an Atlanta native, but Atlanta is a really big city. And one of the things I love about Asheville is the ability to walk down the street and see not just maybe one person you know, but multiple people you know. And I started having that experience within just a few months of arriving here. And that is just hugely valuable to me. The fact that it is small enough that you can know people and an easy city to integrate into and become part of.
Who would you say most influenced you and the values you bring to public service?
I guess I would have to say my career as a public interest attorney. So I'm an environmental attorney and have spent most of my career representing, working for citizen groups, representing the environment, representing people essentially in protecting the environment. And in that role, I have been on the outside of government asking government officials to make decisions that I want them to make, and being part of decision-making processes and legislative processes that really have been very frustrating at times. I know how government many times doesn't really want effective citizen input and designs processes to discourage citizen input, and I have learned enough about all that and know that I can make those decisions and I can design good processes for public input that will ensure that the public has an effective voice in the democracy and the citizen governance system that we have now.
Is there a particular person, though, that influenced you and the values that you bring to public service?
I don't think there's... I can't think of a particular person. When I do think about the people in public service that I respect, I go back to people like Lincoln and the wonderful team of rivals that he built. So he's, someone who understood the value of different opinions and surrounding himself with vastly different opinions as a means to get to the right outcome and the good decisions. People also like Teddy Roosevelt and Franklin Roosevelt, who were incredibly strong leaders and probably sometimes didn't listen to the people around them as much as they should have, but were very driven and focused on making the country a better place for regular people.
What's the most pressing issue the city faces over the next 4 years?
For me, there's no question about that. The answer is how we are growing. And as I like to say it, whether we're growing, making sure that we're growing in a way that benefits people who live here, not just people who come here. So there's a real sense among people in Asheville now that the city has become a place that is primarily for tourists and people who are just, deciding to move here. And I do not believe that it is yet, but it could be. And we need to work hard to maintain the local feel of downtown, keep downtown a place where people who live here want to be and feel like they can be and are welcome. And we are also going to be growing a tremendous amount. We have a lot of people who are coming here, and we need to figure out where we're going to put them. We need to build those new homes and those new apartment complexes and those new condominiums in the right places and in places that, again, fit Asheville and also address our affordability issue, which has become a very big problem. And then also that we are building in a way that I think allows people to get out of their cars. So there was an article in the paper just this past weekend about how millennials and older adults are the two fastest growing parts of our population. These are populations that that sometimes can't drive or prefer not to drive. And so we really need to be building our transportation system for people who who are not going to get in a car every day.
Julie Mayfield is a candidate for Asheville City Council. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. Always happy to be with you.